I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Economics Report. A proposed deal announced this week could change the future of the telecommunications industry in the United States. It would make the biggest telephone company in America, AT&T, even bigger. AT&T plans to buy Bell South, a major provider of local telephone service. AT&T has offered to buy Bell South for about $67,000 million in stock. The combined company would have more than $120,000 million in yearly earnings. The company, formerly known as American Telephone and Telegraph, controlled the United States market for phone service. That changed in 1984. A judge ordered AT&T to divide itself into competing businesses. It was broken up to form seven companies to supply local telephone service in different areas of the country. An eighth part became a long-distance carrier. It kept the name AT&T. Now, AT&T plans to buy back one of its former pieces, Bell South of Alabama. Directors of both companies have approved the merger deal. It must still be approved by shareholders of both companies and by federal officials. AT&T plans to cut about 10,000 jobs after the deal is closed. Some experts believe the government might be willing to approve the merger. The reason is that the telecommunications business has changed a lot in recent years. Now, millions of people have wireless phone service and the internet, and they have more choices. For example, some people buy telephone service from their cable television provider. Bell South's president says the merger will probably take about a year to complete. He says it will mean new services and more competition. Some public interest groups are not so sure, though. They worry about higher prices if AT&T is permitted to grow again. But some experts say it might lead competitors to join forces to be in a better position to compete. And now, to follow up on a recent story, Research in Motion has settled the dispute over the ownership of technologies for its BlackBerry wireless email devices. The Canadian company announced the deal last Friday. That avoided a possible court order to shut down the popular service. Research in Motion agreed to pay NTP, a patent-holding company in Virginia, more than $600 million. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Brianna Blake. Read and listen to our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.